This I believe. Beryl Bowden Masters was born in Kent, England. She studied nursing at the Hospital for Sick Children in London and served at base hospitals during World War II. She married a young doctor who had been born in the Belgian Congo but brought up and educated in England. The tragedy that invaded her life when she went with him to Africa might have led to despair, but Mrs. Masters' faith proved stronger than any disaster. Here is her courageous creed.
4 years ago, my husband and I left England with our three children to serve as medical missionaries on the mission field at Mount Saint Helena, Southern Rhodesia, under the American Board of Commissioners for Foreign Missions. We had waited a long time to achieve our ambition, for the war had prevented us from going overseas sooner. The mission field at Mount Saint Helena fulfilled every wish we had, for there we found expression for our heads and hearts and hands in the service of our Master. There followed the three most satisfying years I have ever known, working among the Africans, a primitive people who soon endeared themselves to our hearts, in beautiful surroundings, and among the most congenial of fellow workers. Our cup was surely full, and it was during this time that my youngest son was born. Then came some shattering experiences which smashed our world completely in 3 weeks. In the short space of 22 days, with a sure and steady aim, polio struck our family, causing the death of my only daughter and my husband, and inflicting my youngest son and myself with a dread disease. Why should all this have happened to us? Could we have made a mistake in ever becoming missionaries? Surely God would never have allowed such a disaster to happen had we been doing His will. But no, I believe we were doing the right thing in the right place, and that Vic's life work on earth was completed. Though he was only to serve on the mission field for such a short space of time, he accomplished much medically and spiritually, and won the love and respect of the people for whom he gave his life. It is more difficult, perhaps, to understand why God should take the life of a little child, or allow another to suffer and be crippled. Now it is like seeing life as the back of a piece of embroidery, with all its jumble of loose threads, but presently I shall see the other side, when God has finished working the pattern of my life. I feel this must be a testing time, and if I have faith, God will give me strength to bear all my troubles and to come through triumphant and a better person for my experiences. It is my ultimate hope to return to Mount Saint Helena, the place which has become so dear to me, and to serve again in a missionary capacity. During this time I have learned a lot about faith and patience and utter dependence on God, and through it all I have known a peace of mind such as I have never had before. God has provided a host of friends to help us on our way, and I have certainly learned the value of true friendship. Their help, mental, spiritual, and physical, and their generosity and good wishes, have been an inspiration which has uplifted my very soul. Of course, no one can forecast the future, or know what the ultimate result of my treatment will be, but at the moment it looks as though I cannot expect too much from my legs, and that my walking will be limited and a wheelchair necessary. However, I see no reason why this should prevent me from living a full and useful life. I have so much to be thankful for there are others so much worse off than I am. But no matter what the end result may be, my life is in His hands, and I have confidence that He will lead me each step of the way. I may have passed through the valley of the shadow, but His presence has been near to comfort and guide me, and I have been ever conscious that underneath are the everlasting arms.
They're the beliefs of a brave, determined woman. Mrs. Victor F. Masters is in this country with her three young children. She and Michael, her youngest, are receiving treatment through the Warm Springs Foundation.